Roald Dahl, The Magic Finger. Illustrated by Quentin Blake. The farm next to ours is owned by Mr. Gregg and Mrs. Gregg. The Greggs have two children, both of them boys. Their names are Philip and William. Sometimes I go over to their farm to play with them. I am a girl, and I am 8 years old. Philip is also 8. William is 3 years older. He is 10. What? Oh, all right then. He is 11. Last week, something very funny happened to the Gregg family. I am going to tell you all about it as best as I can. Now, the one thing that Mr. Gregg and his two boys loved to do more than anything else was to go hunting. Every Saturday morning, they would take their guns and go off into the woods to look for animals and birds to shoot. Even Philip, who was only 8, had a gun of his own. I can't stand hunting. I just can't stand it. It doesn't seem right to me that men and boys should kill animals just for the fun they get out of it. So I used to try to stop Philip and William from doing it every time. I even went over to their farm. I would do my best to talk them out of it. But they only laughed at me. I even said something about it once to Mr. Gregg, but he just walked on past me as if I weren't there. Then one Saturday morning, I saw Philip and William coming out of the woods with their father, and they were carrying a lovely young deer. This made me so cross that I started shouting at them. The boys laughed and made faces at me, and Mr. Gregg told me to go home and mind my own pests and cues. Well, that did it. I saw red. And before I was able to stop myself, I did something I never meant to do. I put the magic finger on them all. Oh dear, oh dear. I even put it on Miss Gregg, who wasn't there. I put it on the whole Gregg family for months. And I have been telling myself that I would never put the magic finger upon anyone again. Not after what happened to my teacher, old Miss Winter. Poor old Miss Winter. One day we were in class and she was teaching us spelling. "Stand up," she said to me, "and spell cat." "That's an easy one," I said. "K-A-T." "You are stupid little girl," Miss Winter said. "I'm not a stupid little girl," I cried. "I'm a very nice little girl." "Go and stand in the corners," Miss Winter said. Then I got cross and saw red, and I put the magic finger on Miss Winter, good and strong. And almost at once, guess what? Whiskers began growing out of her face. They were long black whiskers, just like the ones you see on a cat, only much bigger. And how fast they grew. Before we had time to think, they were out to her ears. Of course, the whole class started screaming with laughter, and then... And when she turned around to write something on the blackboard, we saw that she had grown a tail as well. It was a huge brushy tail. I cannot begin to tell you what happened after that, but if any of you were wondering whether Miss Winter is quite all right again now, the answer is no, and she never will be. The magic finger is something I have been able to do all my life. I can't tell you just how I do it, because I don't know even myself. But it always happens when I get cross, when I see red. Then I get up very, very hot all over. Then the tip of the forefinger of my right hand begins to tingle most terribly. And suddenly a sort of flash comes out of me. A quick flash like something electric. It jumps out and touches the person who has made me cross. And after that, the magic finger is upon him or her, and things began to happen. Well, the magic finger was now put on the whole Gregg family, and there was no taking it off again. I ran home and waited for things to happen. They happened fast. I should now tell you what those things were. I got the whole story from Philip and William the next morning after it was all over. In the afternoon of the very same day that I put the magic finger on Gregg family, Mr. Gregg and Philip and William went out hunting once again. This time, they were going after wild ducks, so they headed towards the lake. In first hour, they got 10 birds. In the next hour, they got another 6. "What a day!" cried Mr. Gregg. "This is the best yet." He was beside himself with joy. Just after them, 4 more wild ducks flew over their heads. They were flying very low. They were easy to hit. Bang, 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 bang went the guns. The ducks flew. "We missed," said Mr. Gregg. "That's funny." Then, to everyone's surprise, the 4 ducks turned around and came flying right back to the guns. "Hey," said Mr. Gregg, "what on earth are they doing? They are really asking for it this time." He shot at them again. So did the boys, and again they all missed. Mr. Gregg got very red in his face. "It's the light," he said. "It's getting too dark to see. Let's go home." So they started for home, carrying with them the 16 birds they had shot before. But the 4 ducks would not leave them alone. They now began flying around and around the hunters as they walked away. Mr. Gregg did not like it one bit. "Be off," he cried, and he shot at them many more times, but it was no good. He simply could not hit them. All the way home, those four ducks flew around in the sky, above their heads, and nothing would make them go away. Late that night, after Philip and William had gone to bed, Mr. Greg went outside to get some wood for the fire. He was crossing the yard when all at once he heard the call of a wild duck in the sky. He stopped and looked up. That night was very still. There was a thin yellow moon over the trees on the hill, and the sky was filling with stars. Then Mr. Greg heard the noise of wings flying low over his head, and he saw the four ducks dark against the night sky, flying very close to each other. They were going around and around the house. Mr. Greg forgot about the firewood and hurried back indoors. He was now quite afraid. He did not like what was going on. But he said nothing about it to Miss Gregg. All he said was, "Come on, let's go to bed. I feel tired." So they went to bed and sleep. When morning came, Mr. Greg was the first to wake up. He opened his eyes. He was about to put out a hand of his watch to see the time, but his hand wouldn't come out. "That's funny," he said. "Where's my hand?" He lay still, wondering what was up. Maybe he had hurt that hand in some way. He tried the other hand. It wouldn't come out either. He sat up. Then the first time he saw what he looked like, he gave a yell and jumped out of bed. Miss Greg woke up, and when she saw Mr. Greg standing there on the floor, she gave a yell too, for he was now a tiny little man. He was maybe as tall as the seat of a chair, but no taller. And where his arms? He had a pair of duck's wings instead. But, cried Mrs. Greg, going purple in the face. "My dear man, what's happened to you? What's happened to both of us?" "You mean," shouted Mr. Greg. It was Mrs. Greg turned to jump out of bed. She ran to look at herself in the glass, but she was not tall enough. Enough to see into it. She was even smaller than Mr. Greg, and she too had got wings instead of arms. Oh, sighed Mrs. Greg. This is witch's work," cried Mr. Greg, and both of them started running around the room, flapping their wings. A minute later, Philip and William burst in. The same thing happened to them. They had wings and no arms, and they were really tiny. They were about as big as robins. "Mama! Mama! Mama!" chipped Philip. "Look, Mama, we can fly!" And they flew up into the air. "Come down at once!" said Miss Gregg. You're much too high. But before she could say another word, Philip and William had flown right out the window. Mr. and Mrs. Gregg ran to the window and looked out. The two tiny boys were now high up in the sky. Then Miss Gregg said to Mr. Gregg, "Do you think we could do that, my dear?" "I don't see why not," said Mr. Gregg. "Come on, let's try." Mr. Gregg began to flap his wings hard, and all at once he went up. Then Miss Gregg did the same. "Help," she cried as she started going up. "Save me, come on," said Mr. Gregg. "Don't be afraid." So after the window, they flew far up. They flew far up into the sky, and it did not take them long to catch up with Philip and William. Soon the whole family was flying around and around together. "Oh, isn't it lovely?" cried William. "I've always wanted to know what it feels like to be a bird." "Your wings are not getting tired, are they, dear?" Mr. Gregg asked Mrs. Gregg. "Not at all," Miss Gregg said. "I could go on forever." "Hey, look down there," said Philip. "Somebody is walking in our garden." They all looked down, and there below them in their own dark garden, they saw four enormous wild ducks. The ducks were big as men, and they had great long arms like men. Instead of wings, the ducks were walking in a line to the door of the Greggs' house, swinging their arms and holding their beaks high in the air. "Stop!" called the tiny Mr. Gregg. Flying down low, the ducks looked up and quacked. The first one put out a hand and opened the door of the house and went in. The others went in after him. The door shut. The Greggs flew down and sat on the wall near the door. Miss Gregg began to cry. "Oh dear, oh dear," she sobbed. "They have taken our house. What shall we do? We have no place to go." Even the boys began to cry a bit now. "We will be eaten by cats and foxes in the night," said Philip. "I want to sleep in my own bed," said William. Now then, said Mr. Gregg. It isn't any good crying. That won't help us. Shall I tell you what we are going to do?" "What?" they said. Mr. Gregg looked at them and smiled. "We are going to build a nest."
"A nest? A nest? Can we do that?"
"We must do it," said Mr. Gregg. "We got to have somewhere to sleep. Follow me." They flew off into a tall tree, and right at the top of it, Mr. Gregg chose the place of the net. "Now, we want
sticks," he said. "Lots and lots of little sticks. Off you go
all of you and find them and bring them back here. But we have no hands, said Philip. Then use your mouth. Mrs. Greg and the children flew off. Soon they were back, carrying sticks in their mouth. Part 1. The end of Part 1. The Magic Finger. Please watch Part 2 for the next part of the book.